Hi, and welcome to this episode of Digital Alchemy, the podcast of ABAM Digital Creations. I'm Laura Jean Palmer Maloney, and it's a pleasure to get together with you to figure out how to transform your business's web presence into business profit. Every morning, I get up and I go for a walk. And this time of year, when I go outside to go for my walk, and it's really early in the day, it's before I start looking at email, it's before I look at text, it's before I do anything, I have my reset. Jim and I meditate in the morning, and my gosh, my husband of now 35, 36 years is my most important meditation partner. I love being able to start my day by sitting together quietly, stopping the thought and the conversation. But after Jim goes off to work, and it's usually really early in the morning, I go for my walk. And this time of year, when I'm out on my walk, I can see that sky full of stars. And it's so amazing. There are days when I'm more focused on looking at the shadows I cast on the road than looking up at the sky. And I realize that those days when I'm looking down, I'm looking at my shadow, I'm more aware of that part of my morning than looking up. I'm going to see things so differently. When I stop and I tilt my head up and I see the stars behind the stars behind the stars, it's so amazing and beautiful. And it's right there if I just look up. And the other morning when I was making the decision to look up, there goes a magnificent shooting star. And I'm looking up and I'm going, oh my God, there was a shooting star. And there goes a satellite. Now, it has taken me years to be able to find a freaking satellite. Angus and I used to be, we had lie down on the hood of the Volvo and look up at the sky trying to spot a satellite. And that was after the movie Rocket Boys came out. Was based on a book by Homer Hickam called October Sky. I loved the idea that in 1957, when Sputnik was launched, there were so few things moving in the night sky that everybody spotted the satellite. Now, the sky is full of so much stuff, and the lights that never cut off at night makes viewing the sky so much a challenge that it's difficult to find a satellite. But when you once you've seen one, once you know, oh my God, all right, there goes a satellite, there goes the International Space Station, there goes something, you know how to track it and you can see it. You look up and you go, oh, I just saw a satellite. How fantastic. That is always part of my awakening. I love to start my day with a sense of awe because I believe that that's so tied to creativity. It's so tied to making sure that the business decisions that I make, the integrations and incorporations of the way that I'm working with client strategies, all of it is about creating. All of it is tied to a sense of awe and inspiration. I've recently returned from a hike up in Colorado where the Colorado night sky gives you a look at the stars like no other. Here at sea level on the coast in eastern North Carolina, my night sky is beautiful and it's visible, but I got a lot more atmosphere that I'm looking through. I've got a lot of humidity that makes it different. But it was a point of discussion when I was up there in Colorado hiking around that, you know, the stars, yeah, I'm having a beautiful conversation with one of my friends, Carson, and he mentioned that he's been thinking about how many of the stars that we see are actually burned out now. That the light from the stars is only just reaching us, but the star itself might be dead, might have gone out. Well, now I find this to be really intriguing because I like to think about the impact that we make on one another. I like to think about the waves that go out. I'm making this audio podcast because my voice is projecting into the receiver, the microphone. And then my partner Hugo is going to be editing and mixing this recording of my voice. I've quit speaking, but this recording moves forward. The waves, the sound energy that is my voice now becomes energy on the internet, becomes something that you're listening to later on. I recently shared a recording that Angus made when he was running Abram Digital Creations back in 2015, I believe, is when he made that podcast. My gosh, you're able to hear Angus's voice. I'm able to hear Angus's voice. But Angus has transitioned from this physical plane into a much more spiritual and energy plane. And we're still learning lessons from him. We learn lessons from one another all the time. There are many, many wonderful books that have been written by people who have passed on, but their ideas still resonate. Their ideas are still available. So whether you think about shooting stars being pieces of debris or meteors that are burning up in our atmosphere, and we're seeing a star, boom, they are gone. Whether you're looking at a flash of lightning or you're looking at a footstep on the beach, we're looking at things that make an impact and then they're gone. But their impact can continue. And I do think it's important to realize that if you're only looking down, if you're looking down at your feet walking when you're out on a beautiful walk, if you're looking at the shadows that you cast because you're under a street light, but you don't tip your head up to look at the stars, what you see is going to be different. Now, it can all be wonderful and magnificent, and I've gotten some incredible lessons learned by looking at my shadow. But in the terms of being an entrepreneur, in the terms of being a business owner, in terms of being someone who is learning lessons all the time and needing to look around and needing to be aware of where you're looking, I want you to think about how the impacts of some things that are very positive or some things that are very negative can linger. And depending on where you look, depending on what you focus on, you might be totally missing something beautiful and wonderful that's happening related to your work and your world because you've been watching that negative thing that's going on. And sometimes even defining something as positive or negative is a very subjective move, right? So it is important as a business owner to realize that you need to be aware of where you're looking. If you're looking up at the sky, if you're trying to get some inspiration from that awesome display, if you're focused on the negative conversation that you've had with someone recently and you're wanting to absolutely take them to the mat because you're going to defend your ego come hell or high water, you will get a different perspective on things. So it's all interconnected, right? And I do realize that this week's podcast, this month's podcast, have been really going back and touching on perception, impermanence, the way we view things. This is very key to your success as a business owner. This is very key to your success working with your team, working with clients, working with yourself. because sometimes you've got to look at yourself in the mirror and go, huh, what am I focusing on? Why am I focusing on it? Do I have any choices to make in this, or is this being thrust upon me? And more often than not, you'll realize that you have the ability to change where you're looking. You have the ability to determine what you're seeing and how you're responding to it. So have fun with the sky full of stars. Have fun with the fact that you can move your head around. Be grateful for the fact that you can, in a figurative way with your business, move your head. You don't always have to look down at your feet. You can look up at the stars. And it's all fun and it's all okay. And we all learn and we all grow and we all can be thankful for the lessons that we get from shooting stars, from shadows, from our clients, and from our own interpretation of things.